Welcome to this Mixed Sunday Morning Podcast. Listen to the full 3-hour morning show Sundays starting at 8 on Mix 106.5.
Happy Sunday morning. It is Sunday, June 1st, 2025. I'm Shaw Gage, sitting in with you this morning. So glad to be a part of your Sunday morning. I hope it's beautiful wherever you are. I know it is here in Sylacauga, Alabama. Can you believe it? June 1st. Halfway through, almost, I guess technically in 2 more weeks. But it's the 6th month of the year, y'all. Hope you got your Christmas shopping done. Just kidding. Although some of you do and you're laughing right now. Just what are you doing with this year? How's your year going so far? I hope it's going well. I hope you're doing good and whatever it is that you're attaining in life right now, whether it's work or school or just being the best person you can be. But does life have you down? If the year's not going so good, hey, hang tight. It's going to get better in the second half, I promise. But just be positive. Try to keep your eyes focused on the Lord and let everything else go. We're going to talk about that this morning. Glad you're with us. Grab a cup of coffee. We'll be back here in just a few minutes. Back with you here on this beautiful Sunday mornings. Verse for the morning is from Proverbs, Proverbs 12, verse 18 says this: "The words of the reckless pierce like swords, but the tongue of the wise brings healing." Why is that verse important this morning? Well, we're talking about just, you know, how's your year going? Are you being an encouragement to other people in life? Do you need encouragement in your life? But let everything else go. And when you let everything else go, you have nothing else to do but just praise God and encourage other people. And I think the best way to do that is through your words. We can obviously do that through actions and behind the scenes type stuff. But really, if we watch our words and how they impact people, I think that goes a long way in the impact that we make while we're here on this planet. But, you know, earlier in the last segment, we were talking about just how your year's going. I hope you're having a fantastic year. I hope everything's going your way and work's good, school's good. You're making the grades, you're making the promotions, everything you need to do. But how's your real spiritual life going? I pray that it's going well, and I just encourage you to dig a little deeper and spend a little bit more time with the Lord, regardless of how your year is going so far. We can always spend a little bit more time with Him. But just remember, your words impact people, and serving other people obviously impacts other people, and I think that's where we really begin to change the world. Is when we become Jesus the verb and not Jesus the noun. I think we talked about that a few months ago, but, you know, when I was a school teacher up in Tennessee, we were in Bible class one day, and the Lord laid that wisdom on me one day, and I said, you know, we talk about Jesus the noun. That's a person, place, thing, historical context. But to us, Jesus really should be a verb. It should be an action. It should be getting out there and loving on other people and serving other people, whether that's, you know, hey, just a knock on the door and a quick conversation or a hug or a meal or just, you know, cutting somebody's grass, whatever it may be. But encourage somebody this week. Reach out and build somebody up. You know, that's what it's really all about. Hope you're having a great morning so far. Enjoy the music, kick back, relax, and we'll be back in just a few minutes. Man, what a beautiful day it is out there. Glad to have had the rain that we've had here recently, but man, I sure am glad to see some sun shining out there. We're talking this morning about being an encouragement to one another, letting everything else go except for the Lord, and just being an encouragement in other people's lives. You know, ran across this the other day, and I thought I'd share. And it was talking about, hey, you know, we're all the same. When you get right down to it, we're all created out of the same flesh and bone and blood and all of it. We're just different personalities. But this was just a good perspective check for me. But it says this. It's a picture of a stainless steel bar, 10-pound bar. It says, this is a 10-pound bar of stainless steel, worth around just $40 in its raw form. Turn it into horseshoes, and its value rises to around $400. Craft it into medical needles, and it becomes worth more than $40,000. Shape it into watch springs and gears, and its value soars to more than $400,000. But refine it into high-tech laser components used in computer chips, and that same bar is suddenly worth millions. Your true worth isn't defined by what you're made of, but by how you develop your skills and apply them. Remember, friends, it's not whether a glass is half full or half empty. It's to always remember that the glass is refillable. Go to where you can get filled up and can fill up those around you. it's exactly what we're talking about that this morning, you know, just being encouragement. Are you out there making million-dollar lasers or you know, horseshoes? I think that's the choice this morning. Think about that. Be an encouragement. Hope you're doing well. So glad you're listening. Happy Sunday morning, everybody. Welcome back on this beautiful Sunday morning. It's hard to believe we're already June 1st, but man, what a opportunity we have as we move into the second half of the year. If life's going good for you, keep up. Keep doing what you're doing. If it's been a rough year, not so good for you this year, just stay positive. Keep working. Keep moving. Just keep putting one foot in front of the other, and it's all going to work out. We're talking this morning about letting everything go, just encouraging one another and just doing that. And, you know, really by encouraging one another and just our words matter. And sometimes we have words that encourage. Sometimes we have words that demean or belittle, which are not always great. But we also have words that are regrettable. And unfortunately, that happens in life. But, you know, how do you respond to what happens to you, right? That's all you can control in this life. We've talked about that before. Life's not about what happens to you. It's about how you respond to what happens to you. There's nothing I can do about somebody coming down the road and, you know, throwing rocks at me or laughing at me or cussing at me or whatever. All I can control is my reaction. And you know what? If your heart's in the right place, your attitude's right, it's usually going to work out. But words do matter. I wanted to share this story. Some of you may have heard it, but it's a story about Waylon Jennings. I'm an old country music fan, so I like these type stories. But Waylon Jennings, when he was a young musician, he was actually a bass player for an old rock and roll musician you've probably heard of, the Big Bopper, who died in a plane crash. J.P. Richardson was his name. And Waylon was a bassist and good friends with Buddy Holly, who also passed away in that same plane crash. Back years ago, but they were joking around as good friends do, and the Big Bopper, JP, was not feeling well, and he needed to get back to wherever they were going in a little bit faster time than Waylon, and Waylon was at that time just a bass player, so Waylon gave up his seat on that airplane, and he decided to take a seat on the bus and let JP get back to healing and get back to the city wherever they were going to heal up a little bit faster. And as friends do, they were kidding. The Big Bopper looked at Waylon and the group stand there. He said, "Well, you know, I hope it's a miserable ride back on that bus, and I hope the bus, you know, the heater freezes up and y'all are cold all the way back." And Waylon turned around and looked at the Big Bopper and said, "Well, yeah, I hope your plane crashes." And as they parted ways, the plane crashed, and ultimately we lost, you know, a lot of people know the song that was "The Day the Music Died." That's where that came from. Very tragic loss as we lost J.P. Richardson, a.k.a. the Big Bopper. And also Buddy Holly and several other band members and people along with that. But it was always regrettable for Waylon Jennings. And he wrote about that in later years. He wrote several songs as tributes to his friends that he lost. But he carried that guilt for a long, long time. And, you know, people used to go, "Why is he an outlaw? Why is he doing all that stuff and rebelling and, you know, the drinking and the, you know, all the partying and all that stuff?" Well, you know, he talks about that, and he said there was a lot of just issues that he had. And, you know, a lot of people didn't even know that story. I didn't know that till a few years ago, and but it just gave me a new perspective on dealing with people and reacting to people, because you never know what they're going through. Here's this famous musician, Waylon Jennings. Everybody thinks he's got it all, and he couldn't have any problems. But could you imagine carrying that regrettable amount of words that you said to your best friends as they climbed on an airplane and then they ultimately perished in that crash? That'd be heavy. But just be kind to one another. Reach out, be an encouragement. You never know what people are going through. Glad you're listening. Hope this morning has impacted you as it has me, and so glad you're listening. We'll be back here in just a few minutes. I'm Shaw Gage, back with you. Hope you're doing well on this Sunday morning. Can't believe it's June 1st, but here we are anyway. Talking about staying positive, encouraging one another this morning, just kind words. But I read something that was kind of cool a few years ago when I was getting a teaching degree. I had a teacher, and this professor, she shared something with us that was pretty cool, and I never thought about music, but how it impacts us and how it impacts our mind. And there's a science to it, and I, with all the apps that are out there now, I know there's a lot of research being done, but it just feels good when you listen to good music, doesn't it? And I remember reading this article back years ago. This was probably 12 years ago, 15 years ago, but it was this Japanese scientist, Masaru Emoto. He had a research project that he did involving water crystals. And he was researching water crystals and their formation and how they work. And Dr. Emoto, when he was doing this, he exposed the water crystals to different types of music. And there's a book that he published on it. Check it out if you're interested in that. But what he did was he exposed the music, like really classical symphony-type music, very classical, elegant, very uplifting music. He exposed to one batch of water crystals as they were forming. And then he exposed another batch of water crystals to, like, hardcore heavy metal, just angst, a lot of anger, a lot of rage in the music kind of stuff, to the other sample of water crystals as they were forming. And he watched, and he did this procedure over and over, this test over and over and over through his research. And when he published the book, the pictures are in it. It's really cool. But the ones that were exposed to the classical music, the very uplifting, inspirational type music, were the most beautiful, symmetrical ice crystals that you've ever seen when they formed, and just amazing things of beauty. And when you looked at the ones that were exposed to the rage and the angst and the hardcore heavy metal stuff, they were like these deformed crystals, and they just no symmetry to them, and they just looked awful. And I just remember thinking that it's a little bit outside the box is what I'm used to, you know, reading about or hearing about, but it just spoke to me, man. If water crystals are forming based on the music that they're listening to, what about our makeup? Aren't we a majority of our body's water? Like, you know, I mean, good grief. I mean, if we're exposed to positive music, positive thoughts, positive words from others, positive readings through scripture or wherever it may be, versus negative, 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 aren't we going to form into much more beautiful crystals out there? I think we will. So let's give that a whirl this week. Try to just get rid of the angst, get rid of the rage, get rid of any of that negative energy that may be out there in your life, and just stay positive and just say, doggone it, I'm going to stay positive. If you have trouble with that, pray about it. Just ask God, help me with that. Help me stay positive this week. So glad you're listening this morning. We'll be back here in a few minutes. How we doing, everybody? I hope your life is going well and things are good. But just seriously, take a few minutes today sometime, whether it's right now, step out on the back porch, the front porch, wherever you can, get outside and breathe a little bit and just take an inventory of where you are. How's your life going? Are things going well? Or is life tough? Is life beating you up? You know, it's okay if it is. It's okay to not be okay, but just, you know, try to talk to somebody about it. Stay positive. And, you know, the encouraging thing about it is I was listening to an old song from years ago this morning by Phil Keaggy. It was called Let Everything Else Go. And I hadn't heard that song in a long, long time, but man, it spoke to me because I know I'm carrying stuff. I don't know about you, but sometimes life gets heavy and man, it just feels like it just one thing after another just keeps beating us down. But it's not supposed to be like that, man. We have freedom in Christ and freedom in what he gave for us, which is his life. And so why would I let anything else beat me up? I know we let it happen. I'm guilty of it. But you know what? Sometimes you just get to a point, you know, it's funny. Yesterday I was working at my home office and man, I had that computer on at 6:30 yesterday morning, and it was 4:00 in the afternoon before I really looked up and realized that the whole day was gone. Now I got a lot done for work, but man, it was just piled up on me. And y'all, I got up and I went and walked about a mile and a half, just walking around the neighborhoods, just going, I've got to get out, just let go and let God. That's where I was yesterday. So it's okay. If you got it going on, take a prayer walk. Just, you know, if you can get outside, move around. If you can't get outside, that's fine too. Look out a window, but stay positive. Hang in there. It's going to get better. So glad you're being a part of the show this morning. Thanks for listening. Wow. Can't believe we've come to the close of another show. It's already June 1st. And before you know it, we're going to be talking about Christmas. So, you know, just keep on keeping on. And that's all I can tell you. So glad you listening this morning. Hope you're enjoying the show. Been changing it up here a little bit lately, trying to just give some more inspirational stories and things that I've read throughout the week. And hope it can be an encouragement to you. Because we need more of that in this world. And my hope and my prayer is that you will take that and go be an encouragement in your home or in your neighborhood or in your community or your workplace or your school or wherever it is. Life is just fun to be around encouraging people, and our words matter. You know, we talked about Proverbs 12:18 earlier in the show. It says, the words of the reckless pierce like swords, but the tongue of the wise brings healing. Why would we not want to bring healing? Why would we want to bring swords? We won't want to stab each other. That's just painful when you get right down to it. But your words matter. You may think nobody's listening to me, but you know what? They are. We've talked about several instances throughout the show today, and you know it, I know it, and it's words mean a lot, and you know, my encouragement to you is to be an encouragement to one another. We can change this world, but it starts with you, and it starts one conversation at a time. And sometimes you just got to take the first step and reach out. Go next door, knock on the door. You see somebody working in the yard, go over, extend a hand, help out. Just, you know, life's not meant to be locked up and angry and have stuff piled up on us all the time. Let everything go. Just let everything else go. Focus on the Lord and focus on relationships and let all the other stuff in life go. Because you know what? We can worry about it, and we can work through it, and we can, you know, get through our list, but that list is going to keep being there. It's going to keep getting things added back to it, and the worries of life are going to keep coming at us. But at the end of the day, all we can control is our response to what happens to us. So you know what? Love your neighbor. Love yourself. Get out there and have fun. Enjoy life. I hope you have a great week. Thanks for listening on this beautiful Sunday morning.
Thanks for listening to the Mix Sunday Morning Podcast. If you like what you heard, tell your friends and join us for the full show every Sunday morning from 8 to 11 on Mix 106.5, 98.3 HD2, Mix 1065, radio.com, the Radio Alabama app, or Alexa-enabled smart speakers. This program is a product of Radio Alabama.